Exciting weekend here. The rain is adding to that excitement. How do you feel after that first practice?
Yeah, all right. We never really pushed overly hard, to be honest. We tried a few different things in the car and just getting a feel for some things we want to try. So, yeah, it's one of them. It was about standing water, so you could have got a quicker time if you took the risks, but we were more focused on trying to get a feel for some things in the car. So, the car feels good. We were just a couple more tweaks, and I think we're in a good position to start trying to push for lap times in the second one and see what our pace is in this next one.
That's what the first one's all about, isn't it? Just going out there, seeing what bits and pieces you need to then tweak to get for the second one to get then to qualify.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of kind of streams across the track and areas and aquaplaning and cars going off. So I think there was quite a lot to risk, kind of thing. You need to push enough to get a feel for the car, but we were focusing on areas of the setup that we needed to get a real feel for that, and I think we've achieved that. We know what direction where we need to be with some changes on the front and the rear. I think we've kind of done what we need to there, and now we'll start trying to really get that lap time in the second one to set us up for qualifying.
You're home here. The support is always very special. It's a great track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always amazing. I kind of grew up at Knockhill and, you know, around the butchers and whatnot as well. So, you know, seeing everyone, some of the office staff are still here. It's just a real kind of family feeling. You know, you come back and it's quite welcoming, and it's nice seeing all those familiar faces. It's a very homely feeling in that sense. And then you also get the amazing home support and people you've seen over the years, where you even start kind of recognising the fans that have always supported you, and that's always a special feeling. It's nice. It's nice doing it for 10 years now as a 16-year-old kid and being such a deer in the headlamps and having people that actually kind of support you. It's quite a lovely feeling, actually.
What's the best part of the track for you?
I think Duffus is always special. It's just such a kind of aggressive corner. I think the chicane, when it dries out this weekend, seeing what this new curb's all about, I think that'll bring back the kind of the Knockhill from 3, 4, 5 years ago, where there's all these pictures of touring cars up on two wheels with the tyre struggling to stay on the outside wheel. So I think that's going to be back to really exciting.
That's a little touch of optimism there. When it dries out, you're confident that we're not going to see any more of this?
I think we're going to see some dry weather tomorrow. I think the rain's going to be so hit or miss today. If it's dry, it'll be a case of be out on the slicks and struggle around and around and wait for the track to come to you, but I don't think it'll be it's not going to be dry enough to be a full pace Knockhill. If we get anything, I think it'll be maybe end of a session if you're lucky, and one of those ones where you just try and make the most of it and take that gamble. But I think tomorrow we should get some dry weather.
Well, there's obviously added excitement as well because of the qualifying. It's half the rounds, obviously the top 10 showdown in the qualifying. That's a little bit of added bonus, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I actually completely forgot.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
Yeah, there's something to aim for.
Preparation for you, then.
Something to aim for, that's for sure.
What do you think about that? Because obviously that is the last, I can't remember exactly how long it is, but the last session, isn't it? The top 10 go through, the last 11, sort of, that's your grid position.
I've had times in the past where I've kind of snuck in 10th and then got up to 3rd. But I've had another time where I was sitting in 3rd and ended up in bloody 10th. So it depends how you get in. If you sneak in, it's great. If you're right up there, it's like, oh, bloody hell. it kind of just depends. Sometimes you love it, sometimes you hate it. It just depends on how it actually goes.
Good luck in that second practice and in qualifying. We'll see you later.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much.